Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Let's face it, clicking ain't easy. The internet's tough. That's why we have Sean Ramesfaran from Studio 360 to help us with the top five things on the internet from this week. Hi, Sean.
Hey, Todd.
All right, so you've got your five. Hit it.
One.
All right, so I'm going to start with something that I gave the internet this week. Have you heard of the Wolfpack?
Oh, yeah, of course, in New York.
Great, yeah. So it's this documentary about these nine siblings who grew up in the Lower East Side in almost complete isolation. Their parents didn't let them go outside very much. They were homeschooled. They mostly just sat around and watched movies and got so obsessed with movies that they started recreating them. Now they're out promoting this documentary. They were on the Takeaway, actually, and they came up to the Sideshow corner of WNYC and did an impression from a movie that you just have to hear.
Then why do you want to kill me?
Well, I don't want to kill you. What would I do without you? Go back to ripping off mob dealers? No. You complete me.
You're garbage who kills for money.
Don't talk like one of them. You're not. Even if you'd like to be.
You would think that was a clip from The Dark Knight, but it's not. That's them hanging out outside an elevator bank at WNYC just doing their best impressions. My jaw was on the floor.
Yeah, they were great, and they were great when they were on the show here, too. All right, number two.
Number two, Mad Max, the new Mad Max. You know, your Alohas and your Tomorrowlands and your Entourage movies, they come and go. But people are obsessed with the new Mad Max Fury Road, and the amount of fan art pouring out on the internet is phenomenal and stunning. There's you know, mashups of the trailer. There's people like mobbing Amazon and changing unrelated product reviews to be like Mad Max related. It's insane. But then it got even more insane this week when a guy modified his favorite stringed instrument, and we have a clip.
That new Mad Max movie got me pumped. That flame guitar was amazing. I wanted my own, but I don't live in the post-apocalyptic desert. I live in the Midwest, so I gotta bring it down a notch. Instead of a flame guitar, I made a flame ukulele. It works just like a normal ukulele, but it also shoots fire.
That's actually the only thing you need to see on the internet this week. Forget the other four. That thing. It's amazing. I mean, so there's this guitar in the Mad Max movie. There's this guy who just like hangs out in a truck that's like speeding down the desert, rocking a guitar that shoots fire out of it. And this guy made a ukulele version because he had time, and it's brilliant.
And it's the ukulele that could be front and center at a Kiss show. I love it. All right, number three is my personal favorite here.
Three.
So DARPA is like the premier humanoid robot conference, and they I think it's going on right now, or at least was this past weekend. And they released a video from day one of the humanoid robots just eating it, just falling over. And these falls are set to music that sounds like this. You just gotta imagine robots falling to this music. It's a beautiful thing. And we need to laugh at these robots while we still can, before they take over, before the singularity.
I'll be back.
All right, number four.
I know a guy from Giphy, which is this great GIF search engine, and he posted this GIF to Facebook and said, "Sometimes my job's just surprising to me still after all these years." And he found this GIF of these two golden retrievers, like perfectly half fighting for a tennis ball, and it's like half in each one of their mouths. And then this third golden retriever just comes and places his snout like on top of their two mouths to let he like bridges them in some weird way. And it's serene, it's sublime. You have to see it, please.
It's a snout trifecta.
It is. It's beautiful.
Number five.
Five.
The six-year-old in North Carolina singing and dancing to Aretha Franklin's Respect. It's been viewed approximately 7 billion times by now, but you got to see it if you haven't.
There's nothing the world loves more than precocious little kids, and I guess the internet loves them too, Sean Ramesfaran. Thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks, Todd.
Sean Ramesfaran is host of Sideshow from Studio 360.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's the stupidest combination I ever heard in my life. That's the kind of thing an idiot would have on his luggage.